Once upon a time, a little boy named Bob was walking in the woods with his dog Kubrick. His dog Kubrick, who was in front of him, and his bucket, and in his bucket was his frog George, and his turtle, Morgan. After he was walking, the frog jumped out to get the butterfly. George didn't notice, and he kept walking. George/Bob kept on walking and still didn't notice him. The frog said, "Wait for me, George/Bob." But George/Bob didn't answer. Then George goes over to the bushes. The flowers and the butterfly. He's staring at the butterfly. It's yummy. Then he snatches it. "Yummy, yum," he says. "I love butterflies." Whoops, he fell. Ouch! That wasn't a butterfly, that was a bee. Nanny and Geepa were sitting having a picnic. A nice picnic. The frog was behind, came up, but they didn't see. The frog jumped into the basket. Nanny and Geepa still not noticing. Nanny starts putting her hand in the basket, still not knowing the frog was in there. Then, when Nanny puts her hand all the way in the basket, the frog doesn't see her hand and touches her. "Ew, it's a slimy green thing. Get it off of me," says Nanny. Geepa so stunned he drops his coffee and his glasses fall. The slimy green frog jumped off after her, shaking him so much that he couldn't help himself and he had to jump off. Geepa's coffee still flying behind him. After a while, George kept walking. Then he hopped up onto a tree branch. He saw a little boy sitting by the pond, sailing his little boat, watching it. The frog, all of a sudden, jumping into the water. That scared the little boy out of his wits. Boom, splash, bang. The frog jumps onto the sailboat, making the little boy mad. The little boy starts to cry. "My sailboat got smashed." The mom has to suffer going in the water and picking it up. The frog swims away, still without the mom noticing. Then, after the frog swam a while and got up on land, he saw the woman and his baby, but didn't notice the cat. He jumped into the carriage, still not noticing the cat. After he jumped into the baby carriage, he saw the baby, the mom not noticing him. But the cat noticed the frog and was tempted. The cat got up from its sleep and was trying to pounce up onto the frog. And the mom, who was still reading her Chick magazine, was so interested in it because there was gossip about Demi Lovato that she got the baby bottle and without even looking, she put it to the baby's mouth, not knowing the frog was there. So the frog ended up having it. The cat still tempted by the frog. But the frog still not knowing the cat was there. Bang! The cat jumps up, jumping on the baby with the big furry-eared bunny costume. The frog, who was still drinking the bottle, jumps up, scared by the cat, and runs away. The mom's stunned. and a little mad because she had to interrupt her Demi Lovato gossip. The mom saw the frog and hugged the baby and said, "It's okay," while the cat ran and chased with fast speed to the frog. Frog very scared. The cat ran to the frog. The frog trying to hop away. Finally, the cat jumped on the frog. "Wait a second," the cat says. "It's a dog. Oh no." The cat jumps up away from the frog. The dog running and barking at the cat. The frog safe and sound. The little boy who was standing there and saw the whole thing got up with his big boots and said, "You get that cat, Kubrick." And so then the frog was safe and sound. And they all went home happily ever after.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice.